Hi, and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to offer you some ideas on why you are not getting any better, why your voice is not developing the way you want it to, despite all the work that you're putting in, okay? And this is essentially going to be telling you about the foundations of the voice. And so whether you're a singer or a speaker, I'm pretty sure that if you haven't considered what I'm going to tell you right now, then you should, because it's what's holding you back. I'd like to break it down into three main sections. One is kind of gaining the voice you want. Two is training the voice you want. And three is maintaining the voice that you want. I'm also going to suggest that there's three key areas that you should consider. One is the physiological aspects of your voice. Second is the psychological aspects of your voice. And the third is the performance of using your voice. So in the first section, with gaining the voice you want, first you really need to evaluate where you are and where you want to be. Because if you can see, right, this is what I've got right now, this is the voice I've got, whether you're a speaker or a singer, and it does this pretty well, but it doesn't do that pretty well. I want to be able to do that very well, but I can't yet do that. So once you recognize that, it's the first point of call. You need to recognize, and if you can't recognize what's going on, you should go and see someone who could pinpoint whether you've got issues or whether something's holding you back, because it's not always going to be physical. Sometimes it's going to be emotional or mental as well. So first step is realizing what it is you want. And so to gain it, you really want to take the steps necessary to getting the voice that you want. And that's the first step, because you want to be on the right road to getting there. And this is going to take consistency, and it's going to take some effort, and it's going to take some time as well. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you're changing your body, your voice, you're changing your physical instrument, you're changing muscles, and you're making more dynamics and flexibility in your whole vocal system. So the first thing you want to consider, no matter where you are with your voice, is posture. Okay, the way you stand, the way you hold yourself, the way you are, the way you work, the way you sleep, the way you sit, the way you stand, everything that you do is going to have an effect on your body. Now, your body is your instrument. If you're using your voice, it has to be able to move. You know, air has to be circulated and moved through vocal folds, and you have to have resonance and open spaces and relaxation enough for sound to travel freely. So there's no effort, and then there's no issues. And if there's anything in the way of that flow happening, it's going to be often down to your posture. Posture is everything. And when I say hold your posture, I don't mean the way you, if you pull your shoulders back and push your chest up and relax your belly. I want you to do all those things, but I want your body to be able to do them, not you mentally preparing yourself to do that. And what this means is, if you're, you know, very common in this day and age is that people are hunched over and they're slouched down and they get very tight in the front of their legs. And this tightness kind of pulls you down even more. And of course, this roundedness of the shoulder, this tight, you know, becomes tense here in the chest, and that brings your shoulders forward, and then the back muscles get weak, and so they round over. And this is terrible, because you're literally shutting off your body, and your body is your instrument, it's your voice, it's how it's going to help you use it. So you need to do exercises that open up and stretch and lengthen the front of your body, and then you need to find exercises that strengthen the back, the lower back, all the way up the back. And then you need to find exercises that strengthen the glutes. And then you need to find ways of lengthening the front of your legs, because this is going to help you with your posture. And once your posture is in good alignment, your body will be in harmony and start to work for you in a better way. This is the ultimate foundation for your voice. And also, on a psychological note, this is going to help you feel better, because once your body's functioning better and your voice starts to work better, you emotionally and mentally start to feel happier. And that is a bonus. So that's a great way to start. If your voice isn't doing what you want it to do, work on your posture first. A lot of people go straight to articulation, but like I said in my video last week on, you know, the voice is like an iceberg, articulation is such a small part of you using your voice. So you really want to get down to the fundamentals, the foundations. And the first point of that is posture. Once you've got your posture aligned, which could take some months or even, you know, up to a year, if you're someone who's really, you know, been in a bad posture for a long time, your body needs to relearn, and you need to train that. If you have to go to see a physical therapist, or you have to take an online course, or even, you know, like my 8-week course, which goes through posture, then do it, because it's the most important thing. Next, I would say that in order to train your body to work for you, and so your voice was more effortless and free when you used it as a singer or a speaker, then relaxation. You really need to find physical relaxation. It's all very well if you're someone who wants to have a good voice and have muscles. Now, if you're going to the gym a lot, if you're doing a lot of physical exercises that put tension and stress on your body, you need to find ways of relaxing that body as well. Lengthening is good, but you also need to work on your breath and making sure that you're feeding your body with the correct nutrients from the oxygen and nitrogen from the air, that it can relax, and that you're getting enough sleep, and that you're drinking enough water and staying hydrated. So you need to find ways of relaxing your body, whether it's taking a sauna or a hot bath or getting a massage or learning to massage yourself or getting on the rollers or getting on a hard ball or tennis ball, whatever it is that you can massage those muscles, relax those muscles, breathe so your emotional state changes and you relax. This is going to help your voice. The people with the best voices in the world, the strongest, most powerful and effortless voices are relaxed. Now, relaxation is key to allowing the vibrations that you create, which are sound, which is your voice, to flow naturally and freely without restrictions, so there's no issue. Also within this training is the spaces that we have. Seeing as that our body is our instrument, we have channels that allow the air to flow through before they come to our mouth. If we think that we change the shape of our mouth, if it's wider, it creates a bigger space, so there's more space for sound to vibrate. If we open up our throat, again, we're creating a bigger space for sound to vibrate, making a fuller, richer, more resonant sound. And again, if we're relaxed and we're able to find ways of lengthening and creating space in our bodies, even in our imagination, then we will find we'll have deeper, more resonant, and more impactful voices that, I do appear to be more attractive and more sincere somehow, because there's nothing, no psychological things or emotional things blocking them, and they're physically free to move. So finding space within your body, even if it's just going to yoga and Pilates classes and making sure that your legs and your arms and your ankles and your chest is being, you know, lengthened and stretched, you know, from time to time, that's really going to help create this space and create the idea of space. So then you can use this to just be a more open vessel for the voice to flow through. And, you know, obviously training your voice, we could get into articulation, but I still think that's the last thing. But first, I mean, we've talked about physical things so far, but when you think about the emotional and psychological aspects of the voice, there's intentions. So not necessarily knowing what you want from your voice, but knowing how you want to use it and what you're using it for. A lot of people are too concerned with how they're saying things and not concerned enough with what they're saying and how they're trying to affect their audience. So if you're thinking to yourself, I want to sound like this because I want people to feel this, you're still inward. It's not a bad idea, but you should be completely focused out on who you're talking to. How am I going to affect them? So you can pick an action or pick a verb which you can, you know, put behind whatever you're saying in order to try to affect the person you're speaking to. This does two, my son's home from nursery today. This does two things. One is that it takes your focus away from yourself and onto the person you're speaking to or people you're speaking with. And two, it really kind of puts some weight behind the words you use. So you don't have to think about how you're supposed to be saying it. You're thinking about what's driving it, what the intention is. What action are you using to give, to present your words to the other person? How are you trying to affect them? Always try to think of how you're affecting your audience, because speaking without an audience is just talking to yourself. And I'm sure everyone can talk to themselves perfectly. In fact, you don't even have to open your mouth. You can think, can't you? So when you're speaking to other people, just remember, you're saying things for them, not for yourself. So don't be so self-conscious. And that's a good point here on the psychological level. And so then getting into the maintenance area. Once you've decided what voice you want and you know what issues to overcome and you've worked in your posture and you find space in your body and you figure out that there's ways that you can use intention to affect your audience, we then want to kind of maintain this and like find a consistent regime or routine that we can do, even if it's 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, that we do regularly just to keep us on top of all of these things, that we stay in good posture, that we stay relaxed, that we stay open and lengthened, and we stay practicing using our voice in a way that affects other people, then we can start looking at articulation. And articulation is really the final formulation of sounds from, you know, this creation of air through the vocal folds into the mouth. And so it deals with the tongue and the lips and the teeth and the soft palate. And these are things that you can manipulate and move and do dexterity exercises with, like tongue twisters and the such. And exercises with your tongue, and just, you know, there's lots on my channel you can find on all of these subjects. But articulation really is the last thing you want to worry about. And that's, once you've got your intentions, your actions, your postures right, you're relaxed and you have space in your body, the articulation is just the tip of the iceberg. It's just going to help you finally deliver those words in a clear and crisp manner. These are the foundations of the voice. If you can crack these in that order, then you'll be fine. But if you're someone who believes that you can't be heard, you're not being understood, start with your posture and see what happens. And if you really can't find anything on my channel or anywhere else to help you with these things, consider doing my 8-week course. That's 2 months. That's 2 months worth of work and new exercises every day that build on top of each other to build your foundations. So whatever you choose, whatever you decide, remember, you can be better. You can gain, train, and maintain your voice to be what you want. But first, you've got to know what you want. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.